Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've read that if you, you know, you should probably have sex or use it or lose it. You know what I mean?
Well, for all men out there, let me get on the record and say your spouses are supposed to have sex with you 5 times a week. If they don't, they are not doing their job. You will get cancers of all types.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Phone number 818-253-1693. Do keep those voice messages coming. We love them, as well as the emails at drafterdark@gmail.com. And don't forget the bobblehead at drdrew.com/shop. You can get that.
Slash shop. Not plash.
Shop. The brains behind the bobblehead is here to give me shit today. The one and only Susan Pinsky. Thank you for joining us. So a little different than last time when you came in hungover post strip club.
Yeah.
We're going to be much nicer today.
That was painful.
I promise.
Definitely painful.
Be much, much nicer. You need to move your microphone.
So yeah.
There we go.
Thank you, doll.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So
I tried.
Had you come with any energy, any thing on your mind? Because I've got some ideas.
No, I'm going to let you take the ball and run
okay.
with it today.
You're feeling good?
It's nice to be back.
Are you nervous?
Sorry I couldn't come by last time, but Paulina had COVID.
Are you nervous?
Not really.
Okay, good.
No. Uh-uh.
Your legs are moving more than usual.
They kind of... burned that out of me at the strip club.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
I'm not hungover this time.
Oh, good. That's good, too.
Yeah,
So last week, Doug Mellard was last week, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We had Doug Mellard in here, a comedian.
Okay.
And we got into a conversation about his asshole.
Okay.
Umberto.
Okay. He calls it... Okay.
His wife calls it Umberto. And about... spouses and farts. That became the conversation.
Oh, God. I know where this is going.
Where's it going?
I don't know, honey. You tell me.
So we have a little humor around this ourselves.
Yes, we do. Especially today.
Especially today.
Yeah.
I agree. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
What was so humorous today?
Well, I'm taking high doses of antibiotics for my jaw.
Yeah.
Which didn't work for a couple of weeks because I had a root canal fixed and it was not pretty.
She had systemic illness from probably
and you
a
were
strep.
Out of town.
Yeah,
so
she
I
got
couldn't, rid of,
she got mesenteric paniculitis and bilateral pleural effusions and a jaw infection.
It just
a mess.
Felt like an alien
freaking
baby
mess.
Was coming out of my guts.
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
Hang on. She's conflating some things. So she had the infection. It was a nasty thing. She really was really sick. She had, as I said, mesenteric paniculitis. Go look that up. It's rare. A rare presentation is pleural effusions and a jaw infection and a whole mess. So we started her on these broad spectrum antibiotics. Then the baby felt like it was coming out of her guts because of the antibiotics.
I guess. That's when I was having the back
then,
spasms.
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Okay, let me read that. What we just
it was
had
like
up
having
there.
A baby.
Yeah. She was having horrible abdominal pains.
It was
pains
terrible.
And a mesenteric paniculitis, a rare, benign, chronic fibrosing. Well, was related to infection. The tissue, the mesentery of the small intestine and colon. The specific etiology is blah blah blah. You know, it's infection,
yeah,
cancer.
Because we waited way too long to do the antibiotics
properly.
Do
the but then
like a year.
But the antibiotics have had their way with you.
Oh yes, they have.
Yes.
They have worked their way right through.
Yes. And so this morning was particularly colorful.
Yes. It was more colorful when you left.
Oh, it kept going.
Oh, it was mind-boggling.
Oh, really?
It was like, almost like, you know, when you have to go get a colonoscopy and they like do that thing and everything just...
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah.
But there were pillows of love coming out.
Pillows of love.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And, but we got into further.
Sorry, Annie. Annie's wincing. I can see you over there. I can see everything you do.
Well, this we're going to freak him out even more.
So, he put him right in my angle so I can look at him.
So we got in a conversation about farts. Yes?
Okay. Umberto's farts.
We haven't named your asshole yet. I mean, no. It would be more like Grandpa Jones, I think, than Umberto. But the fact you woke me up with Grandpa Jones.
I did. I had a good one this morning.
Yes. Yeah. Woke me up. Eddie, keep listening. And
my hair, Chief.
And we got pretty into the conversation.
So glad to be back.
And what did I ask you to? What did I ask you to do?
Fart in your face.
That's what I said. I asked her to fart in my face.
I told you he likes it.
What?
I never have.
Well, I asked because
have I ever?
No,
I don't think what I have.
How many times have you asked her?
This is the first time, and I asked because I knew it would freak her the fuck out, and she practically ran into the bathroom crying when I said that.
Before so, or after?
Well, it's a good thing I did it because it wouldn't have been a fart.
Full effect. The
I'm telling you, there was a demon. 2 days ago, my stomach was so puffy, and he was like,
She moves right on past that.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like a live episode of Your Mom's House. Oh my goodness! Yeah, so I wasn't actually.
You guys want to record it so that we could have it for the next one?
Yeah, it's
live.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, no. We'll take it.
And so I wasn't actually
hell
asking
no.
her.
No, I did not have. Nuh-uh.
Sometimes
ain't some, happening.
So, but this is back to the conversation.
There's some things that I cannot cross that barrier. I'm sorry. We did talk about it though.
So there are. This is why I brought up Doug and his wife.
Okay.
Because there are things that we do. Interpersonally, sometimes they're just for effect, not because we actually want to do it.
Right.
Like, I didn't actually want you to fart in my face.
I know.
I wanted to see your reaction right. to me saying that.
I know. It's pretty much this. It makes me nervous.
Yeah. It was. And so why do women laugh at horrible male jokes when they make them nervous? Because that just makes us do it again.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Yeah. It's just a nervous laugh. It's like, hell no.
You didn't say hell no, though. You happen. Sat there laughing. And
yeah.
I thought,
that's the laugh. That's yeah. what's in my mind.
And so mission accomplished in yes. our head. And we think, okay, what's the next crazy thing I can say?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How come you never do that back?
You love doing that, don't you?
I don't love it, but it does occur to me once in a while. How come you never do that back?
I don't know.
If you were to come up with something, what might that be?
Something to make you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that a million times.
Really?
Like a couple minutes ago, I was doing this. I
said, that's true.
I'm gonna start the show.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And you went, oh. But you didn't laugh.
Yeah, because it wasn't funny.
Oh.
I think we found it.
I think you have to be funny. That's just part of the requisite.
I'm not trying to be funny.
But men, the Catherwood, you know.
I have to think about it. I don't know what
Mike Catherwood does this stuff all the time, right?
Oh, I know. He does.
And he's been, he's been a few months since he's been up here, but he was old.
Yeah,
Loveline
I
co-host.
Love him.
Yeah, and he says and sends you horrible pictures and tells you horrible things.
He doesn't do that
things.
Anymore since the Me Too movement.
Interesting.
It just stopped.
His wife must be on him about that.
I was
that.
Really bummed. Mm. I mean, seriously. I thought it was so funny. He wasn't allowed to send the ones with the rosebuds. Those were gross. I don't like that.
Do you know what she's talking about, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah. Prolapsed asshole.
That's what she's talking about. Yeah. Well, the more you reacted and laughed at that, the more he'd send it, though, you see?
But I sent him the one of Kevin. Was it Kevin? Which one was the one of the guy with the big, like right during the pandemic? Everybody said, oh, so-and-so had COVID, and then you click on it, and there was a guy
with a huge
black
dong.
Guy.
Oh, he's going to fillet his penis. No, everyone knows
I sent
that.
It to him. I surprised him. He was shocked.
He'd never seen that picture?
No, I did it first.
Wow.
Yeah,
you started the whole trend.
Yeah, I was very proud of myself.
That poor man is dead.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry for our loss.
So otherwise, you're doing well. You're feeling good.
Yeah, I feel good. We had a good flight out here, mm-hmm. and I was a little worried last week I wasn't going to make it because I couldn't have flown.
You were so sick. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm fine now. I'm all better.
Good. And you've been
thanks to antibiotics, everybody.
What I've been telling you
is you can live past 30 if you take an antibiotic.
You forget the protean manifestations of bacterial infections. When people back in the day, they would get complications of bacterial infections, and that's what you were into.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to see some of that at the county hospital in the 80s.
So crazy.
And so I recognized it when you started getting all that stuff.
It's and it's crazy. So funny because I had the antibiotics when you left, and after the root canal, nobody told me to take them.
Didn't take it long enough, yeah.
They didn't tell me to take it afterwards.
I understand.
And I was thinking to myself, now, shouldn't I be taking antibiotics if I have an infection? And then I couldn't call you and ask. But I really thought about it, and I wish I'd gone with my instinct and asked him.
Last week, also, we had a voice message from a male, a British gentleman, who, how did he put it? Would you be so kind as to touch my camera through the fence or something? Would He was talking about testosterone replacement in males. And I brought up that you'd had some success with testosterone replacement. Have we talked about that before on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
We have. Okay. So there's nothing more you want to say? Because you've been kind of off that lately.
Well, the thing was, I thought maybe my hormones were fucked up, and that's why I felt so bad. Oops, sorry. I used that for me. But
no, not on this show. How dare you?
I know. But I was, you know, I was trying to treat myself with that. Like, my doctor gave me some stuff to take, and then I felt better. It's really interesting because when you have pain and you take testosterone, like, sublingually, it actually makes you feel better.
I'm sure.
And estrogen as well.
Yeah.
Because remember that first time my arm was really stiff?
That was different. I think that was different.
You think that was hormones?
I think that was hormones. Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
She, you know, a lot of the time.
I'm getting old. Something happened.
When women
I got
get
old,
menopausal,
all of a sudden.
When women get menopausal, they can get a lot of joint complaints. It ends up being soft tissue complaints. And if their estrogens are off, they can feel very achy in their back and neck and shoulders. And she developed something that sort of didn't feel like it was orthopedic. It felt like something else was going on. She changed her hormones. It went away.
And we had a hand surgeon on our live show.
Yep.
Ask Dr. Drew at drdrew.tv. And he said that a lot of post or menopausal women that come in with joint pain and hand pain is basically because of the estrogen that they're, you know, their estrogen levels are low, or the testosterone is low. It's not at the right level. So, so I tried the estrogen cream and it went away.
Yep. So there you go.
I actually have a question because there's, I think I just heard like, Susan, you were taking estrogen and testosterone at the same time. Does that ever like bash heads from being in the same body at the...
No, it's good. I mean, it's trying to establish what your ovaries would normally make.
And I only have one ovary, so
yeah, and it's gone.
Kind of sucks.
It stopped
long ago.
Yeah, it's
had its day in the sun.
And so. and the other thing I said we were going to talk about a little bit is Roe versus Wade. Because we haven't had a female's
opinion. Boy, you're all over the place, aren't you?
I am. I got
lots
of things I want to talk about. Because I want to get to the white topics. There's lots of white today.
Okay, we got to talk about
lots
that.
Of,
oh, yay.
I
love white.
Well, you love white, but you also love men preoccupying about their penis.
Yeah, I do.
That makes you very, very happy.
I do. I like that.
You do?
I like men. I think men are awesome.
But don't you think it's weird the way they think about...
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
It's awesome, but not weird.
Listen, if you know how men are, it's a lot easier to get through life.
Really?
But when you keep fighting them, it's not.
Give me an example.
I mean, just being respectful of the fact that they have needs and they have to release this lovely...
evil humors.
Yeah.
The poison.
This feeling of love and success every day.
Not everybody every day, but some people every day.
Sometimes, or twice a day, or three times a day,
depends. Well, when you're younger.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, but because of all that energy, it makes men preoccupied.
I didn't really get it. Like, the first time I was like, what is that? Why do the guys like to come on the woman's face?
Oh, that part.
And Nadav says, because we like it.
Because you like it.
I said that?
Yeah, that's what
you said.
Because
women like it?
No, because you said because we like it.
Oh, because men like it. Well, that's pretty much why we do everything.
And then I kind of did a little research. I think it's because men want to show how hot you are.
How hot the woman is?
That it works. That whatever you did worked.
We want to show you how hot
you don't
you
understand.
Are.
Yeah,
how hot it was or how the sexual act was like, oh, here it is. Oh. I did it.
No, I think you're...
I think you're fusing a lot of different ideas into one.
Already way overthinking it. Way overthinking.
But then
overthinking.
Okay, so tell me why you like it. I mean, why you do it?
Because it's cool.
I think it would differ for each dude. You know, other dudes have different reasons. Part of it could be degrading. Part of it could be
there is a degrading thing
where it's
there,
like,
right?
Just to let you know where I'm at. You know,
part
of it's like a territorial thing. I don't know. It could be a bunch of
okay.
It's
you like not, the degrading part of it?
It's but not.
I mean, I used to think it was degrading.
Ladies like it.
Sometimes it is degrading. But that's what I'm saying, though, is that I think the key that you said and that Drew agrees is that it's because we like it. Why we like it, I don't fucking
right. It's in everybody's different.
But we like it.
Men, they're just, it's very simple. Super
I mean,
simple.
When you could still do it, okay, we're going to go into your head now.
Okay.
When you did it what were you thinking? Do you know? Do you remember?
No.
It's been a few years, so.
Well, that you said it was a celebration.
Yeah. Is that what I used to say? Yeah. It's a celebration.
Congratulations, Drew.
And that was, all right. But it, for me, was more just variety.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, we didn't do it all the time. Yeah. Like, so, that was not your thing. Really.
Men like variety too, right?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. But I think now with the event of porn, that's always the way they end it. Like, usually.
Well, so again, men see stuff when they're younger and it becomes like, oh, right. I'll do that.
Right.
And it just becomes this desire.
Yeah. It's not, but like, it's a matter of where you want to put it. You know,
it doesn't really have any. Don't overthink it.
It's fascinating see men behave like that. Like, that's what they want to do.
Why is that fascinating?
Because I'm a woman and it's just not, it just doesn't, I think growing, I mean.
Well, just the fact that we would fascinate you already makes us want to do that. Because it's like, well, okay, if we're fascinated.
Right,
we're
or
fine.
I would allow you to.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's to me because it's just so far from anything that I grew up with knowing. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that's not something that we practiced all the time. Like, it wasn't something when you were able. I remember before you had your prostate surgery, though, I let you do it as much as you wanted because I figured it was going to be over.
No,
poison. I just figured you're never going to be able to do it again, so why not?
Okay.
And I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't like, it bothered me.
Okay.
I found it kind of odd, but you liked it.
Celebration.
So it was a celebration. Is that what I used to say?
Yes.
I think I kind of
remember. My meat.
So,
Oh my God. So, I can't remember. I'm trying to think back.
Drew, can you dig deep into why you asked her if you could do that?
I think I was pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That would be my recollection.
Yeah, I remember like going, come on my face. You're not going to get to do that again. Uh-oh. That's going to get me in trouble,
Very
right?
Very cool.
Oh, shit. Man, mark for a promo moment, please.
Instagram, will they allow that?
Yes, they will.
Oh, no. What did I do?
Just okay. Consent.
Far poor children are not already dead. This will kill them.
They won't watch it.
Please, no. So I know emails are last, but can I get a couple?
Can you
out
just
of
put the subtitles in Japanese?
Go ahead with the emails.
Couple emails. My name is Avery. I'm 15 years old from Oregon. I was wondering if I'm an early bloomer or if I'm just tatad. I have a little or no interest in people when it comes to romantic relationships. I've tried jerking the ween, but just ends up stopping early on. Keep them high and tight. Fuck Chris.
I love that. Tatad.
He's 15.
If I'm tatad.
Exactly.
I love it.
Tatad.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. Instead of, it gets away from the R word. You're just tatad.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tatad, their R word.
Yeah. Tatad.
Yeah. We'll just, tatad.
So a 15 year old gave us this new phrase, new
it's
term.
Kind of close. I could get in trouble.
No.
Really?
No, people would not know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're tatad. So, first of all, he's 15 and maybe you just haven't developed yet. That's one possibility.
Right.
The other possibility is that you may have some pubertal delay, and what kinds of things cause that can be things like prolactin secreting tumors in the pituitary gland, certain genetic abnormalities, and sometimes like something like Kallmann syndrome, some endocrinological stuff. So, you might want to talk to a doctor about it. If that's still happening that way at 17 or 18, it's almost always biological. Now, there are people that are asexual and aromantic. They have all kinds of terminologies for them. Be very careful before you identify as such. It's fine if you do, but you want to make sure you don't have one of the medical problems that can cause this. It's because if a male is not having orgasm or not masturbating, 9 times out of 10, there's a biological reason for that. And some of them are serious. Pretty much everything I can think of is curable or treatable. And so some of them are kind of serious, need to be taken care of.
But if he already has hair, then he should, right?
If you have normal stature, normal muscular, normal hair development, that's a sign that it probably isn't the usual, pubertal delay. But I always worry about prolactin secreting tumors in the pituitary gland. They are much more common than people know. Hmm. Or other pituitary tumors like, hypochromic tumors, that sort of thing.
Right.
Can NOFAP cause prostate cancer? Recently reading that NOFAP can lead to prostate cancer. I'm 38-year-old male. I feel like I'm not like most guys. I don't masturbate. 38. I don't feel the need. Maybe once a week. Okay.
You should.
But once a week. Sometimes I can feel, see it come out after my pee, after a long abstinence. I'm even worried I may have low T, which is a possibility, right? So
right.
Something to look into. The main thing I'm worried about is I've been reading that low ejaculation can lead to prostate cancer. Yeah, I mean, I think they're really, first of all, A, we don't know that that's true, number one. And number two, I think they're talking about withholding, like people that have need and withhold from doing it.
Right.
Worried, do I need to be? No. Do I need to pick my fapping rate up, pick up my fapping?
Yes.
And get a sub to a porn site. Bum, bum, bum.
Well.
It wouldn't hurt. It's healthy. But it's, look, he's at his, once a week is not way out of normal, believe it or not, guys.
What is normal?
One and a half to two times a week. You know,
really?
That's sort of more normal-ish.
That's it?
Yeah, that's sort of the normal-ish.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not. But plenty of people do more, and there are people that do less.
What's right. too much?
Too much is where you hurt yourself physically. You hurt your skin, or you start getting prostatic irritation, or you know, urethral irritation, that kind of thing. So it's we're really the point at which you either had trouble functioning, like you're so busy doing your thing that you can't go to work or can't have relationships, or you actually hurt yourself physically.
So you're not recommending that men masturbate more to avoid prostate cancer?
No, I don't think that there's evidence that that's true. But I would not withhold because that.
Then why do they tell you that in the books and stuff like
that? No, what they were that was about erectile function after prostatectomy.
What? No, I've read that if you, you know, you should probably have sex or, you know, use it or lose it. You know what I mean?
That was after, that was for erection. That wasn't for.
Oh, I thought it was before too, because I've read other places.
Well, for all men out there, let me get on the record and say your spouses are supposed to have sex with you 5 times a week. If they don't, they are not doing their job. You will get cancers of all type. There will be prostate cancer, certainly one of them, but many others might ensue. So 5 times a week.
Blowjobs, right?
Nope. Whatever the preference is of that particular male. That's what's necessary to make sure we're keeping up. So, yeah, again, there may be some connection there. That it's not zero, but it's not a, you know, prostatic health is about cleaning the pipes. You can get irritation and prostatitis. Prostatitis is associated with prostate cancer. And maybe if you delay too much, you can get prostatitis, and maybe that's an issue. But I you know, I know people have been speculating about that, but I'm not sure I see any direct connection there. And then,
well, I learned something new today.
And then if you want to know how much that you have to have sex 5 times a week, and if you want to know how much men are preoccupying with their penis, let's see, I'm now 32. I noticed the veins surrounding my penis along the body and around the head of the penis have become closer to the surface and changed color to much darker tones. Men are examining their penis.
Oh yeah,
especially
taking
when
pictures of it.
Especially when is there any woman,
getting close-ups? You know,
is there any woman that like wants that? Like would like say prefer that? Like you don't know.
I don't
women
know.
Women are all over the place. All right.
Only if it's yours.
I fear maybe one day while I'm choking the chicken they may collapse. No. I don't feel any pain whatsoever. It just looks horrible. Thank you for your time. Sorry if my English is not the best. I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I started looking at Portuguese. I started looking
at
it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, so
obrigado.
Mr. Argentina.
Hot sauce is the best. There we go.
Is he just saying, he's just like, hey, why is my dick getting veinier as I get older?
Yeah, exactly.
This is, as you say, a nothing burger.
It's
correct?
A nothing burger. I suppose.
Chicks like that.
What's that?
Also chicks like that.
Chicks like the
veiny ones.
Yeah, sure. So it's not as though it's unsightly. I wonder if there's something, you know, obstructing the backflow. Like if it's a really pronounced change, then obviously a doctor ought to look at it. There are things that can obstruct down there, lymph nodes and prostate processes. So it's not without note if it's pronounced, but it's probably nothing.
And so how does any know that chicks like that? Do you have a veiny dick?
Jesus Christ.
That's what he said. I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's the only way you could possibly
I'm just
know,
curious,
right?
Eddie. Do you have a veiny dick?
It's yeah, it's in no pornos whatsoever.
No, it's average veiny. Average veiny. Average veiny. Average veiny.
There are veins within my penis. Yes, I will say that.
Your veins have veins.
He said chicks like it. I don't know how.
Now he'd know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love razzing him.
Can you say that I'm wrong?
Me?
Yeah.
I never really noticed.
You don't notice veininess.
Yeah, I don't look at, like, you know, that's not something I know. But not, now I will. I'll look.
Picture a veinier dick than a regular dick.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that a better dick?
I mean, I think if it's bigger, maybe.
What makes a good dick?
That wasn't the question.
Yes, no, so what makes a good dick? Because Christina had this idea of the perfect Peter.
Okay.
Remember her talking about that?
The perfect Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, that was her. Now she loves Tom's, but she'd witnessed a perfect Peter on one occasion.
Well, you have a perfect Peter.
Yeah, nice answer. But anyway.
You do.
Okay, all right.
He has a nice one.
Right. But what if it was veinier, Susan?
Is it? I
haven't really noticed if your dick's veiny. I haven't really looked.
So
it's not.
You don't pay attention to my dick. You don't pay attention.
I don't.
You need
look
to examine
at
it.
I don't look at it. It's usually
hang on to you. You don't look at it.
I don't like examine it. Look at this.
Two hands, huh? Interesting.
See how far apart it
is.
Was
there
too?
Is there something that could make it more attractive? A penis or my penis?
I guess yours is great. I think the perfect one is a little tanner
than mine. So I should do some tanning.
No, okay. You can't tan it that dark.
No, you can tan that.
No, I think I don't know. There's all kinds.
I get a spray on.
I think the harder the better, because then it just,
very hard. Okay,
that's a good one.
Of course,
and not too skinny.
Okay.
You know, maybe fatter. You know.
Fatter. I need to be fatter?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm fine.
You're fine.
But if you had more girth, Drew.
But if I were fatter, meanier, it sounds like that'd be a little better.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. He's fine.
You guys heard what I heard. Harder, fatty, veinier. You heard it.
We all
No, not veinier. I don't know about veiny. I mean, I guess I'll have to look and see, you know, if I like that. But no, I think that I mean, I like dick. What can I say? I can tell you that I like all sizes and all colors. All
you're
whatever.
Just you're an inclusive person.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah.
There's no
I'm easy.
No penis, no vaginal supremacy with you.
Yeah. Okay. I think, you know what the thing is when I was dating is I always wanted to have the right fit. Like if a guy was really good in bed and he had a smaller penis, it worked out, you know, but it's sort of a fit situation, you know, I mean, I dated a really nice guy. I really liked him, but it just didn't fit right. Like it hurt like a little bit, like his bones were rubbing into my legs and I just didn't like it. But you have to, you know,
do you think that women, when they're dating and making decisions about spouses, don't pay enough attention to that?
Yes,
kind of
people don't.
And that they should.
Yeah. And I made a big deal about having a good fit. And when you and I were together, it was a good fit.
Good. So maybe the good fit is, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Maybe the good fit is something, maybe it's a metaphor. I wonder if, because nobody ever talks about this, I've wondered if, I don't know if that's a real thing, if that kind of fittedness is not just physical, it also goes to a mental fittedness.
No, there's a difference. Like, you know, if it's too small, it's just too small.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
If it's too big, it's just too big.
You didn't hear what I said. When someone experiences fittedness, if it either implies a psychological fittedness or is the reason you feel it that way, it's part of it is a psychological fittedness. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I wondered that when you've said, not the first time I heard you say that. And I wondered, because people never talk about that.
Yeah, I never, I always made sure that I liked the sex. I wouldn't have been with somebody unless the sex was good. That's just the way I am. I'm kind of sleazy that way.
We'll just let that kind of, let's let that be.
Great work, Drew.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
You guys keep pulling it out of
Thank
me.
We're getting to
say?
The bottom of all of it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I knew we'd get there.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be nice to you today, too. Last time
you were so mean to me last time.
I didn't mean to be mean.
You're lucky I came back.
No, I didn't mean to be mean. And I apologize if it was mean, but I was I wasn't aggressive.
At the end, you were.
What did I say?
I can't remember, but I told Alana and I want to say hi to all our fans. Hi, Alana and Chris and Tom.
Alana's
and,
this.
And Casey and everybody who watches
I'm
happy to be back, Kristen.
On the streaming show.
Yeah.
So
they've all been dying to see me again. So
here.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
But I was, what was that? I had a certain feeling I had about, well, you know what it was? It was that, You wouldn't even let me ask some of the things I wanted to ask.
I know. So, I was so tired. I was afraid.
But
go ahead, ask him now.
You really want to get into it?
Yeah, I want to know. I can defend myself a little better today. I've had some time.
There was one stripper
that I liked.
Yes, that you liked. And you were pretty, had a few drinks at that point.
Yes.
And I was watching you watch her. And
here it comes, everybody.
And it reminded me of like the a cartoon character who'd just been hit on the head where their head's like going
dazing,
back and forth.
Yeah.
And wow. There was like birds flying around their heads, squirt like blue birds going up.
I love like that you're like analyzing me. Like I didn't analyze you.
Well, I'll stop right here.
Like, I know a lot of weird stuff goes on in strip clubs, mm-hmm. but I didn't notice anything because I wasn't paying attention to it. Mm. Drew was like just analyzing me. And
well, I was preparing
for I wish that I had done that to him and made him go do all this other stuff. But
that would have been good.
I was very open to it. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, you get into sort of a weird trance.
Yes,
you know, I can see how people go to strip clubs all the time, because like when I went home, I was like, wow, that was really fun. The next day I was like, that was really cool. Like I can see it's sort of like a place to just go and be relieved and not think about anything else.
Yes.
You know,
Annie, is that right?
It's kind of a, for men, probably that's part of it, getting away from everything and just sort of being in a daze.
Of sorts.
A happy,
but it's probably not
place.
Different than what porn does for men too, similarly, you know, similar kind of days, I guess.
Yeah, but it's social and I don't know. I get it.
It's in the world, to be fair. At least you're part of the world. Not pornography, you're in some abstract, you know, you're not in the world.
Yeah.
Eddie, go ahead. No?
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Come on.
No, he's not gonna down there. How about you, Nadav?
What's the question?
Is it, do you go, you kind of get, can you get into a sort of trance like as you're watching those women?
I mean, in a certain, like, you can, but like very quickly you realize, like, oh, I'm here with people that I know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
Right.
I mean, like, I was trying to get Drew to have fun, but he's like, oh, no, I can't get near the stage or where there's good lighting. People
he won't
no.
do
that was
anything.
The funniest part, man. You were analyzing everybody except the strippers.
You're like,
you're
look
right.
At that guy behind
no,
this.
You're right. That was the part that was the most interesting to me. Because the strippers, I mean, I think I understand what's going on there. You know, I didn't really need to examine that. I kind of got it.
I know.
But the men were, and by the way, how much, I hadn't been a strip club in 30 years.
Right.
And how much it had changed. It was more homey, which was, and I could tell who the regulars were. Like this was their living room. It was very weird.
Right.
It was
kind of
weird.
Sort of an escape.
Anyway.
Somewhere to escape.
All right.
And, you know, but you, usually you don't go with your husband and then he analyzes you live in front of 200,000 people when you get back.
Yeah, not usually.
And tells everybody that you liked
trance.
One of the strippers more than... Yeah, I was getting into it. I'm sorry.
That's allowed, Susan.
It's all good. That's why you're there.
That was what we went there to do.
That's right.
I mean, I didn't get a lap dance or anything.
No, just got motorboated.
Yeah. No, she got motorboated, not me.
Well, she's the motorboat
tur
and you're the motorboated. You got motorboated.
No.
No,
she was motorboated.
No, I'm saying your wife is the motorboater.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, she got motorboated.
Susan?
Yeah.
Right.
No. That's how I would say
it. The stripper went into Susan's chest?
No, Susan went in. Why? I can't
believe. Susan got motorboated.
No,
no, I was the motorboater.
Okay.
She was the motorboater-y.
All right.
I think Nadav's right.
Motorboater-y.
I am right.
All right.
If I went up to you and I...
motorboated me.
If I motorboated you, your head's in my chest. So I motorboated you. So Susan got motorboated at the strip club.
Exactly.
Right. What? Okay. It's good enough. We know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. Let's go to some voice
messages. Send all your emails and get the grammar correct at
contact@drdrew.com. Let me do a couple more emails
then.
Baby making blockage. Why when I'm with my wife, we're trying to make our daughter, I couldn't come. I felt like I was a virgin trying to get my first nut. It was really awkward. As always, keep my hand tight. You can call me daddy. you are nervous, my friend. And maybe your wife is putting a little heat on you because the women, this is another interesting topic. Women, when babies are definitely part of the process, feel differently about the whole act.
Right.
Talk about it.
Well, women are built to get pregnant and have babies. That's our brain. That's our biology. Mm-hmm. We're from the time we go through puberty, our instinct is to find a man and procreate. And that's how our genes are. So we want to have more sex when we're fertile than when we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe she's pushing them to get pregnant. And
they are, but they're specifically for the first time trying to make a baby.
Right.
And how would a woman, how might her attitude change towards her partner when there's that shift in intention?
She'll be more aggressive.
Aggressive. So yeah. Maybe he feels, because of he's being aggressive.
Like, get over here.
Yeah, aggressive.
Get it on.
And is it more, what other elements come into it when a woman is trying to procreate? Is it better in some way for the female?
I mean, I think it was better for you when I thought I could get pregnant.
Mm, because?
And because I knew that I had a job to do and I was willing to do it.
You know? You still have one, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago when I was not, you know, testosterone laden.
I see.
But I did remember when the doctor said I would be able to get pregnant, which I couldn't, and our sex life improved.
Mm.
And then when I found out I couldn't and I had to have in vitro, it changed. And you asked me one day, why has it changed? I said, well, I just feel like, you know, knowing that you're fertile makes you want to have sex more because there's a chance you'll get pregnant.
Is there anything, the experience you're having different when you're having sex with fertility?
Well, yeah, you're really happy if the guy comes, for sure.
Huh.
You know? And not on your face, okay? It has to be...
No, I get it. I understand how babies
inside.
Are made. Yes.
Deep inside.
So you wouldn't describe the experience as more arousing or more erotic?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I've always had great sex with you, but I just remember being a little bit more excited to have sex when I knew that I was going to procreate.
So it creates more motivation than anything
else.
All right. A 31-year-old male, last night I decided to masturbate in bed because I was having a hard time falling asleep. I'm about 2 weeks sober from alcohol, including a week-long detox hospitalization. When I climaxed, I'd got no pleasure from the sensation and instead got a powerful headache in the back of my head. My heart started pounding. I went deaf with a loud ringing in my ears. Everything slowly went back to normal after 30 seconds. You bet I'm coming up in May. Those, you know, post-coital headaches, post-orgasm headaches are rather common. Sometimes it's medication related. I wonder if you're on any medication right now. You just were hospitalized, 2 weeks ago. By the way, the seizure risk continues for a couple of weeks, so be careful with that. But sometimes it can be a sign of a bleed, an intracerebral bleeding.
Uh-oh.
So you do want to, in fact, you didn't say your neck was stiff or had any pain in your neck is probably a good sign. Well, is definitely a good sign.
But if you did have stiffness in your neck,
then the bleed is more likely. But I would, talk to a doctor about that.
Wow. I've heard about that before.
This morning, my boyfriend was giving me the D as a girl.
Hell yeah.
Instead of usual foreplay, we cut right to the chase. I was not horny, not as wet as usual. After he made white, it looked different than I'd ever seen. Instead of thin and clearish, it was thick and white. Why was this? He says, friction, maybe. Hot sauce is the best.
Friction, maybe, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So white and thick just means it's been a while since he has cleared his pipes. That's more likely than anything. And the fact that you were not creating any secretions to further dilute it, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So no dilution from her secretions. It'd been a while. You know, as you said, he's
obviously
was ready to go. So that's that. Let me see if there's anything.
What
else
makes here? Guys like come really far?
Sometimes that's build up in the seminal vesicle, so if it's been too long, and some of it is definitely muscular. You know, if they're young and good pelvic floor musculature,
right.
But it can actually be a lot in the amount of arousal and the amount in the seminal vesicles.
Is there a troublesome distance that it could travel?
No. But if you travel a long way and like you hurt afterwards, that's like maybe you need to step it up a little bit. Yeah. That's all. It's a good question. And by the way,
wait. If it goes far and it hurts, maybe you need to step it up a little.
Meaning, ejaculate more frequently.
Oh, I got you. Got you.
It's definitely a sort of a younger male thing to have that.
Right.
That definitely settles later.
Is it? Does it change by the size of the dick?
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't. All right, let's get some weird videos
here. I have
here.
All these questions.
Yeah, this is the place to bring them. TikToks, everybody.
All right.
Do not come. Do not come.
That's it? Guy's eyebrows?
Yep, pretty cool, right?
That's a cool dude. Cool tats also. What is going on there?
Look Looks at the like some dragons.
Look at the weird thing around his nipple.
Oh my God. So look at that evil look on his face. Like, I just came. Oh, you guessed it.
All right.
All right, moving on.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Uh-oh.
Hello, everyone. Wiccan author James Auden here. Wanting to do a little experiment today. If you guys don't mind participating, let's see how many Wiccans we actually have on the Zap. How about we do a little thing where if you're Wiccan, you like the video or leave a comment, pass it along to your other Wiccan friends. We'll get it going all around this app, and we'll see just exactly how many of us there are. I don't know. Hundreds? Thousands? Hundreds of thousands? Let's do it. Why not?
I'm confused by so many things.
Wiccans?
Well, why? I think he just wants to find out how many Wiccans there are in the United States or in the world. And then what in the hell is
he got? Is he a Wiccan?
Yeah. He's got like a Bunsen burner
going. He doesn't look like a Wiccan to me.
What is going? He does not look like a Wiccan. I agree with you.
I mean, Wiccans usually are all black and they have like black eyeliner.
Yeah. Black hair.
Black nails. Yeah.
Christina would have been a Wiccan if she had been around during the Wiccan craze. But what is going on in the foreground? Like a Bunsen burner or something?
I think it's just the candle.
Why it sounds like you hear the
Wiccans love.
He's in a garage something.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, he's just, I don't know.
He is in a garage.
He's in a place where it's not soundproofed or soundproofed. I see. You know, it's he's just in his normal Wiccan habitat.
But the more interesting thing is the baseball cap on backwards and the blades on his eyes.
textbook Wiccan.
Textbook Wiccan, exactly. Yeah. Give me another one.
He's an author of a Wiccan.
He's a Wiccan author,
so
yes.
So maybe he's, yeah, maybe he's writing a different book about it.
Here we go.
I know Japan, Jazz, we're all Japan.
Shoes on first. What's he call himself?
It's Jumpin' Jacks without jumping.
Oh, I see. Well, yep. That's what he's doing.
Real pro.
Good for him. It makes me wonder if he understands what jumping jacks are for.
I mean, he's
love that t-shirt. Look at that doing half of it. You're funny. Look at that t-shirt. What does it say on the wall and the door?
I mean, he's getting his circulation flowing.
What does it say on the door there? Moop? Moda?
Moopa.
Moopa. What is that?
No clue.
A male fupa, maybe?
That's good.
Oh, no. This guy must have worked at an airport.
Oh, look.
He's like, land your plane. Oh, turn the engines off.
Oh, he's
That's
doing,
it.
He's.
Oh, is he going to? What's he doing?
There's another, like, 2 minutes of this part.
He's holding his arms up.
Can you just skip forward?
He's having a hard time. Oh. There we go. Got to get it back there. He's clapping in the back.
You got to rest in between sets.
Had a dissociative episode.
God bless him.
And it just keeps going.
So what's on his shirt? Is it like a Japanese pagoda thingy?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So he's...
What does he think he's doing? I'm fascinated.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
There's no pagoda. Those are like Chinese words. Oh, it still goes.
Oh, it's
oh my
it's
God,
Chinese.
We're seeing it from the back.
It's not working in the back.
This is to Todd, right, everybody? you know how when they bring the planes in with the flashlights Maybe and they're doing this and they do that? Looks like he belongs at the airport.
Jumping jacks without the jumping.
Is there more?
Wow.
I mean, more just this.
Like, oh, it just goes on and on.
It's just he's just quietly working out without joking.
Is this a TikTok live?
Why would you tape this?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
Kevin King
to teach the world how to do jumping jacks without jumping.
Kevin King 527.
Does he speak to the at any point to the crowd?
Just in the beginning to set it up, I think.
Yeah. And that's it. It goes all the way through.
Yeah, he's just like, these are jumping jacks without jumping.
I can't. Wow,
that's
man, TikTok is a fascinating place. Where do we think he is? He's in his bedroom.
Maybe China. He's got a Chinese shirt or a Japanese. That looks
definitely
more
in his bedroom. I don't think that in looks, China.
I don't think in China
looks like
either.
Japanese.
I'm just trying to take in the rest of the. Yeah, it is sort of Chinese. I think art and
maybe
the
Japanese.
More than one Japanese. Calendar. More than is Chinese. More than one
it
calendar.
Is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And he's straightening us out here.
He's got his calendars all lined up.
I'm trying, but I'm not. Hey, how about another cool guy?
All right, yeah, let's go. We're just sitting here staring with amazement.
I'm confused why you
Kevin.
Showed us this.
Yeah, yeah, very confusing.
It's just on the curation of Christina's TikTok.
Yeah, Christina.
Oh, this is Christina.
Yeah, these hoes dancing in like little sluts on these websites. More important than actually telling the truth about our government and our country.
Uh-oh.
These sites block us for speaking the truth about trash, but yet they show all this.
That's it? He doesn't even finish?
Yeah, it was right there.
Ah! Oh my God.
You know what's cool though?
I don't
is that
like
he
him.
Did remember to mute the TV that's clearly on.
How do you, cause you can see it in his glasses?
No, like take a look at the flicker.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there it
dancing
is.
Dancing in like little sluts on these websites. More important.
Like he definitely saw something. No. He's like, I need to mute this and make a TikTok immediately.
But not only that, he's you can see the TV in his left lens of his glasses on the it's all on the left side.
What
coming
do you
from
think
the
he's watching?
Can we I can't get close to
TV?
Telling the truth about our government and our country.
Oh, he's looking. You know what?
It's like a commercial break. That's why.
Is doing it that, this. Or is it like C-SPAN? It looks like it could be C-SPAN.
These sites block us for speaking the truth about trash, but yet they show all this.
Whatever.
Oh, maybe he just saw like a news segment about TikTok. He's like, I gotta tell them.
Yeah, whatever,
so,
dude.
He's saying that they show all the trashy girls, but they don't let us talk about the truth.
The
about-
truth about the terror, the horrors of this country. Whatever. I don't have time for guys like this. Sorry.
All right, well, here's a little bit more.
Oh.
Go figure. I post something about libtards, and it instantly gets blocked. You pussies can't handle the truth, can you? You sniveling bunch of little wimps. Go back into mommy's basements where you belong, you little pussies.
Now I think he's funny.
Yeah, that was actually a good part.
My goodness. Just a reminder, there are ways to... There are ways to reach guys like this, but it's not through argumentation. You have to go, dude, are you okay? You feeling all right? Everything
or
good?
I really feel for how you're feeling about this.
Yeah, so. You seem very upset. Yeah, like reflect back. Like this is very disturbing to you, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And just make that contact.
What was that guy, that persuasion guy?
Dave McCraney.
Yeah.
Dave McCraney has a new book called How Minds Change.
What did he say? Remember?
The term for it?
No, he said like you tell them, you show empathy.
Empathy, yeah. It's active listening, compassion. Yeah. Like, not empathy, really, more than compassion. So,
instead of being triggered by it and say, fuck you.
Yeah,
you know.
It'd be easy to go, ugh.
Yeah,
ugh.
Yeah.
Or eliminate, you know.
What is it really that happened that made you so mad?
You wouldn't get started
with
that.
But that's like therapy, right?
Yeah, therapy is very, very similar. It's just give people the chance to sort of reflect on their own stuff.
Right. Do you hear what you're saying? I hear what you're saying,
you metabolize
but elaborate.
It and you send it back.
Instead of just call it name calling,
see what they do. Because people, we metabolize things back and forth. You know what I mean? We don't. People think it's some sort of like a almost like a card game or something. It's not. We bring things together, and whatever's going on with each of us changes each of us, and one brings it back inside and looks at it, thinks about it, and brings it back.
Well, it's just like the right's fighting the left, and they don't like the libtards, and then the libtards don't like the right tards. The Tartars.
Conservatives.
The Tartars.
Tatars.
You nailed
the
that.
Tatars. Yes, Tatars. Thank you. All right, we got another
right?
one?
Yeah.
And everyone should make contact.
All right, so ooh. Here is my
hot sauce is the best.
I love it a lot. I don't like really that.
What? What?
Let's just zip, 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 zip. How does that relate to what we're seeing right now?
Just the fact that he's in a bathroom taking a picture with a bunch of shit on the counter. I'm just saying.
He has pig ears.
It reminded me of what we did. That's all.
Oh, you're talking about the little reel that we did.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. That's an
interesting to see that connection.
Time to, okay.
Yeah, when we did the little dance in front of the camera. In front of the.
Oh, yeah,
front.
I remember. Yeah.
Does he have any pants on?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This is
please,
a,
yes.
I think this is a onesie.
All right,
he looks naked.
You better start
no?
it over.
Oh, he's just got gold short pants.
And
on.
Does he got weird ears on, or is that the hat? Or
oh my God, start over.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so here is my Chase costume.
Chase.
I love it a lot. I don't like really that the fact that they're like printed on instead of like actually embroidered. But I mean, I guess it's just a cheap costume. I really do love it though. It's actually pretty cozy. I don't also like the fact that his fur on the sleeves were printed on. It looks a little weird.
Yeah.
But overall, I absolutely love it. It's really cozy.
Oh my god.
And yeah, this will be a great Halloween costume.
Oh my god.
Now I'm gonna try on my Marshall one.
He's never gonna get laid.
I'd also like to point out the fact that it's got a tails dick on it. Oh. That's
it's
really
a tail,
cute.
Susan.
It's just like the Hello Kitty and My Melody onesies that I have. This one has me all fired up. I think that's what Marshall says. I don't know.
Aw.
Are you guys Paw Patrol?
That's kind of cute.
Oh, it's Paw Patrol. I couldn't understand the different things. It makes me so. I mean, this guy is so cool.
Let's face it, he is really cool.
He really does love this.
Thank God my kids aren't like that.
No, I know, and he's must be what 35 or something. He's behaving like an 8-year old, and it's sort of again, it makes me sort of.
I know
sad.
It's kind of cute sad. Though.
So how do you react to that? Definitely not sexual.
He's got he's stunted. His growth's stunted somewhere.
Somewhere,
like,
yeah.
Like maybe like 12.
It reminds me a little bit of the diaper wearing guys a little bit.
Yeah.
They just sort of have that same kind of attitude. Yes, I feel bad.
He's probably got a following. So
and he seems
does
to
he,
be.
Does he have a following?
Well, Christina found it.
Yeah.
He seems happy and delighted, and God bless him. whatever makes him happy,
I know,
makes me happy. But it, the real
he's shaving, so he's old enough to shave.
Right, he's got
and
Ed
he uses
shave cream.
Deodorant.
Nice, good.
Thank God.
But the provided that's his bathroom, I imagine. But real cool guys always make me sad. They always make me sad. It's kind of weird.
Know. Well,
all right, give me another one.
Ta-ta.
Pretty little mouth. You are gonna be a very addictive problem.
Uh-oh.
This guy rocks, dude.
Oh my god.
That just made my tits hurt. Oh, I swear to God. Oh. I mean, seriously. I mean, I've got like goosebumps. It's like, oh God, what do I do? What do I do? If I had like if somebody did that to me, I would like, I don't know what I would do.
Run out screaming.
I mean, we've had stalkers before, but this is like weird.
Oh.
But it went by so quick. Hold on, let's just watch it.
Oh, it was enough.
Pretty little mouth.
Ooh.
You are going to be a very addictive problem.
Oh.
Ew. Ew. So cool. That gets a double ew. Oh my.
Doesn't make me sad. You must not be a cool guy.
Maybe
wait,
if you
what does it make you feel?
We should get that guy in the pajamas.
Yeah.
That would be
an interesting
double
match.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh god.
He makes me afraid. Ew. Yeah, afraid and disgusted. So I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but
sorry for him too. What's the feeling?
He's like a psycho killer.
Does it help that is not his voice and he's just like imitating somebody else?
Because
that's something that you should know.
Oh, like a duet?
Yeah. That's him duetting somebody else. So like somebody else said that thing. And he just wanted to pretend like that was him saying.
Right,
it,
so he's lip syncing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it's from a movie or something?
Definitely not a movie. I think it's like another TikTok. I think we found it, right?
Oh, okay.
Creepy dude. Some creepy dude that does look like a fucking serial killer.
Another creepy dude.
This dude just wanted that vibe of like, I'm a badass.
So this is acting.
Exactly.
Is he joking, right, though?
Well, it worked.
No.
Yeah, acting, then this guy should.
He should get the job.
Yeah, he should get the job.
Yeah.
Then I want to hire him.
So now that we know this, let's just take a look at it one more time.
That's the
bad guy. I want the one, the original one. That's the one that should freak us out.
Pretty little mouth. You are going to be a very addictive problem.
You can kind of see how the mouth doesn't line up.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's joking. I mean, with the yikes on the screen.
Yeah, is that him?
His eyes kind of move.
Did he put the yikes or did Christina put that up or somebody else?
Christina put that.
Well, in any event, he had a look in his eyes that looked a little authentic and scary. So good for him.
Oh, he got me.
Yeah,
if that was an acting audition, he just got
it. He got the job.
All right. So on this same lane.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Your little pussy belongs to me. You're going to learn to do what I fucking tell you to.
What has he got on his eyes? What is what?
It's
some
a filter.
Yeah, it's a super cool filter.
Oh, it's a filter. I thought it was some sort of weird contact lens.
Your little pussy belongs to me.
Oh, my God.
You're going to learn to do what I fucking tell you to.
Yikes.
Whenever I see stuff like this, I just think, oh, my God, what women have to put up with. It's unbelievable. It really is. How do you do it? I don't understand.
You say that to me every night.
And how do you? Thank y'all for being here. Back next time. Yeah.
But you don't put those eyeballs in. That's no, creepy.
I don't. But I do. It would be a struggle to continue to be find men appealing.
My first thought was,
if you come into too many of those guys.
My first thought was the power of the pussy, and how men are just obsessed. Some of them.
No, yeah, they all are.
And why? Not all men are like that.
They are not open about it like that, but their brains are there.
But. What would cause someone like this to make a tape and say that to somebody?
Whatever same impulse causes them to send a dick pic.
Desperation.
They think they had somebody respond positively. They thought.
Yeah, that doesn't turn me on at all.
I can imagine.
Desperation never does.
Yeah. But it's
bad. The other guy either.
And they're very confused about women too. Very confused. You got to remember that we are reared with all this. They're just like you. They're just like you. They're the same exactly. Same. Mm-hmm. And so they go, okay, well, what might turn somebody on? Okay, I'll try this.
Who exposes themselves like that?
It's weird. Interesting.
At least, you know, they know where to find him because they're going to track him on the phone. If somebody comes up dead,
I don't think he intends to kill anybody. I really
the other
don't.
Guy might have, but no, it just, but it's just weird that. I don't know. Do they just get super sexually into them? Like, are they?
So here's where these come from, and the way Christina explains it makes all of these make perfect sense.
Okay.
Is that this is the lane of horny talks, and it starts on Thursdays, and from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a little part of Sunday, people go on TikTok and just make horny videos. They're like, "Oh God, I'm just looking for someone to
right." So
all these ones that you would think, really but
because to me it's like he's been jerking off, and then he gets this rush of adrenaline, and then he just says whatever's on his mind.
Maybe or maybe just before. Yep. I think it's more men are more just
right,
before when they're
horny talk, right? Yes. So yeah, I get it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
But
yeah.
Men think that it's something that might get some positive. They wouldn't do it if they really thought it was going to be horrifying.
Right. Like on Thursday, they're like, "Oh my God, I'm about to jerk off. Yeah. This is me at my sexiest. Let me make a TikTok
exactly."
Real quick.
They really do think they're doing something
right. And he's got those blue eyes on, and he thinks that looks.
Is there
good.
More?
Oof. Your little pussy belongs to you. And you're going to learn to do what I fucking tell you to.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
doesn't make me feel bad for him, so probably not a cool guy. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
You got something else there?
I love talking to my cousin Alice Casey a lot because I miss her so much. I love her so much on my heart. I care about her so much. I want to see her. I love talking to her a lot because I enjoy her company. I enjoy being with her. I enjoy seeing her. I enjoy hanging with her. She's awesome cousin. I love her so much.
Definitely Rain Man.
Yeah.
So there's a non-neurotypical.
Poor guy. He's more of a cool guy, right?
He's more of a cool guy. What's in the background there? It's intriguing. It's
a big piece of art.
Yeah. But anyway, he seems happy and he likes his cousin. Is that what we found out?
That was his cousin?
He loves his cousin.
Loves hanging out with her.
All right.
Definitely cousin.
Great.
All right, on to the next one.
Great.
Get your mouth down there. Put a smile on my face.
Horny talks, baby.
Oh! You like her?
Oh, my.
Is that her? It's her, right?
Gosh.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It's not. Is that a non-binary?
Would it's a they.
I don't know. Man.
It's a they, honey.
But.
Oh, my gosh.
They are.
She's green.
They are horny, yeah.
She's probably got horns too.
Strangely appealing.
What in the heck?
As a person, not necessarily as the whole message, but
is she a little?
Get your mouth down there and put a smile on my face.
That's actually funny.
Yes, it's funny.
That was funny.
Yes, okay.
I like her.
We like her.
What's her name?
We can't see it. I don't see it.
Don't have her name on here.
Oh my God! She's like straddling. What is she straddling?
It's like a weird. It looks like a kid's.
She's in a car.
Yeah, it's in a car. But why is?
Oh,
it's
a Kia.
She's up on the
steering wheel. I think she's like, kind of a small person.
Yeah,
like you know, vertically challenged.
I think she's a trucker.
No way.
I think that's a truck.
No, it's just Kia. It's just backwards
there.
Kia's
make trucks.
No, I know, but the. It's so low. It's down in her crotch.
Yeah, and it's tiny. It's a small.
So is that something that?
Hey, here's another TikTok.
Wait, that's weird.
With little.
I'm confused. Got
some wild strawberries. They're full of potassium.
We're supposed to like that. Am I supposed to be interested in her doing that?
She starts foaming at the mouth.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
And then she starts foaming at the mouth and dies.
Squeezebox Traveler, everybody. Squeezebox Traveler.
That was very nice.
Drew, what are the possibilities that those actually were not strawberries?
Yeah, and I was those thinking...
Were, like, how bad can a wild berry
Yeah,
do
I wonder
be?
If you it know, was like a... There's some berries in the wild you should not eat.
Yeah, and I have very little knowledge on that basis. But mostly I'm preoccupied with the giant leather belt around her neck, which I think is probably connected to her accordion. Her thing is Squeeze Box Traveler, right?
Right. Huh.
I think there's an accordion.
That doesn't look like a strawberry to
Smart
me.
Chad, is Squeeze Box another name for an accordion?
Squeeze Box is an accordion, yeah.
Huh.
Have you ever heard the Who song?
Yeah. Oh my God,
thank you, Chad.
Drew's got it.
No. But those do look like wild strawberries. They actually do. Those do. But get her standing back from the rock again, because I think you'll see more of the instrument there. And she's got the full hippie gear on. She's the squeeze box traveler.
She picks it up with her lips.
Look. I think that's an accordion.
Maybe it's just suspenders.
I think it's an accordion. There's something attached to that. I don't know. Or there should be something. There's supposed to be an accordion
right.
attached
she
to it.
She unhooked it.
She unhooked it. That's what that is.
She looks like the kind of person that knows the difference between berries.
You're right. It's true. Give me a picture of an accordion neck strap to see if we.
Oh my God.
Come on now.
So funny.
You can do that for me. Come on now. Accordion. Did we do voicemails today?
No, we've just had so much fun.
Oh my God.
Susan was one long voicemail.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
See, that's...
I always screw this show up.
Isn't that it? Yeah. There it is!
That's the exact model
yes,
that she
that
has.
Is it.
The old Thomann 70 Pro accordion strap flowers.
Oh my God, that's too funny. All right,
nailed
so
it, Drew.
Anyway. Squeezebox Traveler, tip me off. Do we have more as long as we're just watching videos here?
There's a shit ton of TikToks, but we can do a couple voicemails if you want.
All right, a couple voicemails.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Scurvy Boots Jeans. This is Mike. So recently I've had a couple of fainting episodes, but weirdly enough, they happen in situations where I'm kind of nervous. It's happened a couple times now. These situations have been in mostly just job interviews. So yeah, really fun to pass out during a job interview. But I was wondering if that is just what I looked up as vasovagal syncope, or does it have anything to do with my anxiety?
Okay.
And I also have OCD, and I'm not sure if that these are panic attacks or syncope.
No.
I'm not sure, Drew. Let me know. Piss on me, beat me.
Of course.
You know I'm coming up in May.
You know. So here's the deal, man. Never assume a significant symptom it has an emotional basis till you've ruled out significant medical problems. And sudden fainting from nervousness or from standing for prolonged periods of time or from heat can be caused by swooning, vasovagal reaction. But you have to rule out 20 other things first that are very serious. You could be having cardiac arrhythmias of many different types. You could have you could have reentrant arrhythmias, which you must know about and get treated immediately. You could have supraventricular, ventricular. You could have structural abnormalities in your heart that predispose to this kind of thing. You need a workup with a cardiologist. Toot sweet immediately.
Yes.
And it could happen while you're driving a car, you know. So this is really serious stuff. So get it taken care of.
Listen to Dr.
Anxious
Drew.
And, you know, when you're anxious is when your sympathetic nervous system is toned up. And so you're putting out a bunch of adrenaline or epinephrine, catecholamines, and that increases the risk of all these cardiac things that I'm talking about. So they relate to each other, but you must get this thoroughly evaluated. All right, one more.
Hey, Dr. Daddy. This is Taylor calling from Oklahoma. I have a question about peeing and scratching your ass crack. I was walking in my neighborhood, and I scratched the tip of my ass because it was itchy, and I just peed all over myself. Like, I was a couple miles away from my house, and I had to walk back in pissy pants. Wasn't a fan of it, but yeah, if you can give me an explanation of that, that'd be great.
I like this guy.
Beat me. Don't be stingy. And you bet I'm coming up in May.
Scratch my butthole, piss on me.
There are lots of sort of autonomic reactions that can be triggered by various stimuli, like intense fear, shock. You trigger the bladder neck and to release. It, it's one of them things. You know, for you, it's something. I bet you could reproduce it. See if it happened. You know, see if it happened again.
Could that be the truth?
And then like, make there, a TikTok.
Could it be the what?
Like, is there a secret button in everyone's?
No,
ass?
No, no. There isn't. No, there isn't. You make Susan so happy, Nadav. It warms my soul.
Secret button. I don't know, juice.
Secret button.
Scratch my butt hole.
In your butt crack.
See if I pee.
Secret button in your butt. Secret button in your butt crack. So no, oh that's him. God. That's just him, and everyone's a little different that way. So you.
I love that. A walk back and pissy pants.
And it may not even happen again. It might have been some sort of weird coincidence.
Maybe
some,
you
sort
just
of
really
shocking
had to pee
him a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
I had a dream last night.
Did you pee your pants? You did?
A pee-pee dream.
Did you pee in the
bed?
Did
you ever have a dream where you really have to go to the bathroom?
Yes, yes. And it's usually because I have to go and I have to wake up and go.
Yeah,
did you pee the bed?
No. I when I was getting back into bed, I thought, wow, I really almost peed the bed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for not doing that.
I just farted really loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. It was I needed to wake up and that was like
I know.
Thought it was thunder,
but was it on his face?
No, it wasn't on my face. I asked for it on my face just for full effect.
One of these days, she'll give it to you.
And you guys, of course,
make sure to film it, Susan.
See, that's the reaction I was going for. You got it, and you did it. Was that fun?
Oh my god!
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
okay, all right. I'll try.
And so she's so confused by men and male humor. It's really that's part of the charm and the funny here. Give me one more voice message.
Hey, Dr. Drew. This is Mike from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I had a question for Dr. Jeans, the denim doctor himself.
The
so
denim doctor.
I have this thing where I have visual snow. So I see TV static all the time, basically, especially in bright lights. But I also get floaters and stuff, so I thought it was something wrong with my eyes. I go to the eye doctor. They tell me it's nothing wrong with my eyes. I go to my doctor. They don't seem to know what the fuck they're talking about. But from what I have looked up, it's a neurological thing,
yeah.
And I just want to make sure that there's nothing I can do about it. I don't know. I just want to know if there's anything I can do about
it. Mike, yeah,
very annoying,
yeah,
and I'm concerned it might, you know, indicate something else is wrong
sure.
with my brain.
Of course.
So, yeah, I'm coming up in May, so I hope you'll touch my camera through the fence then. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mike. Mike, you do need to see a neurologist. There can be things going on in the back part of the brain that can give you all kinds of weird visual. This is an odd one. And when they're odd like that, yeah, when they're odd like that, they do tend to have a neurological basis to them, especially when you have been checked out and you had no structural abnormalities. The only other thing I would make sure of is to be sure that they really did a full retinal exam on you, because that's where this kind of thing could. Because the retina is part of your central nervous system, right? It's actually part of your brain. People don't think about it, but your eyes are actually your brain peeking out of your skull into the world.
Mm-hmm.
The first, you know, the second cranial nerve there, and so is your nose. Your nose is the other part of the brain creeping down to the olfactory sense.
Wait, are eyes inside your body or outside your body?
They're inside. Well, the surface is obviously outside, but everything is inside.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to the retina, you're in your central nervous system.
So just the outer layer of your eyes outside, but the rest of it's inside.
The part that's just like your skin is outside, right? Uh-huh. You have a covering over your eye that's
skin.
Outside. Yeah, eye skin, exactly.
Wait,
what's
minute.
That?
Are you saying that, eyes are an organ, right?
Organ, yes.
All right. Are eyes the only organ that are both inside and outside the body?
Ooh, good question.
No, but it's one. It's probably, we have an olfactory organ too. But those are probably the two organs that are both inside and outside the central nervous system. Okay, so I think that would be accurate.
Right.
Wait, there's another thing to get inside?
It's just an inside of a different... There's something called the blood-brain barrier. The brain is actually separated from the body. It's inside, and then it's inside its own thing. Okay? The brain and the spinal cord. And your eyes are a representation of that out to the periphery, and so is your nose.
So the brain is inside the body?
Yes, it's inside. And it's even inside... It's inside the body... It's inside the a cranium. It's like it's inside a skull, and it's inside a barrier, blood-brain barrier. Hmm.
So
interesting.
So three times inside.
Sort of. It's just another kind of inside. That's all. Let's put it that way. You guys are fucked with me.
You know how I know you're a doctor? You just said like 27,000 words and didn't answer my question.
Is it both inside and outside? No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right, okay.
No.
Thank you.
I was trying to make it a yes by qualifying it.
So when I heard that guy's story,
yeah.
I pictured the guy from Poltergeist looking at the TV with all the static.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
So maybe there's just an alien in his head.
Oh, that must be it. He's possessed.
Yeah.
Because that's everyone knows that's... Oh, Annie will go for that. That's why you brought that up. Thank you.
He's so paranoid.
He's possessed by... Annie is a ghost. A ghost got him, I think.
He's been possessed.
Yeah, a ghost got him, Annie. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the ghost that was in your house. Is that ghost followed you to where...
Why are you talking about ghosts? Were in my house. There was no confirmation of ghosts.
Are you still living in that house? Did you move?
I'm still in that house.
Oh, right, so...
For now. I mean, I don't know by the time this comes up.
Really? So are you moving closer to the city or...
Close to the city.
Close to the city.
Yeah, I'm done living.
All right. Well, now
house prices have dropped. Radically.
Yeah, there's good. It seems like when the people
buy something,
pile out of here during the.
We don't know. We don't know the reason.
Well, it seems like that when the school year ends, the prices get better.
Well, I don't know. So,
take a look.
That's just it.
All right, enough, guys. We did it. We've said it all. Booth Boys, great job as always.
Good to be back. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation in the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.